Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cynthia Rowley has grown her brand and her business for decades since she arrived here as a young woman to make her name and mark in the city. And I figure that you must have grown through at least two recessions as well as boom times. How have you grown your business, Cynthia, for so long and just kept expanding and modernizing?
I mean, in a very general sense, I think just being able to evolve with the industry and always forward thinking, never really looking back, never resting on your laurels. I was at work till like 10 o'clock last night. And it's just, you know, constant evolution, curiosity, learning, evolving. And I think just staying ahead of what's happening in the industry. I've always embraced everything new when it's, you know, the writing was on the wall with brick and mortar. We moved very quickly into e-com and all digital, omni-channel. We only advertise digitally. There's a lot.
Right, but did you ever get too early? Were you ever too far ahead?
I mean, that's the whole thing in fashion. There's no crystal ball, you know, it's all timing. So, you know, trying to figure out, like, this is what my audience is looking for now. You know, it's just being constant communication, listening to what people are saying and liking. And
so right now you are working on fashion for what, fall, spring? What are you working on right now?
So right now today, while I'm here, there's about 25, 30 people in Central Park in the carnival there, Victorian Gardens, shooting a video and lookbook for our resort collection, which, you know, it's hard to put labels now. Like, it's called resort, but it's just the next delivery. And so that's going on right now. I'm a little bit stressed about that.
Right. And Cynthia has to leave here by 9:30 or so to go up to do that shoot, which was supposed to be yesterday.
It was supposed to be yesterday. And then, we're like, oh, nobody ever thinks, you know, should we check the weather? And so it was supposed to thunderstorm, so we changed it today, but I was supposed to be flying to LA today right after that. It's crazy.
So I just want to get an insight into your creative process in fashion. So you're doing the resort collection now. Is that for winter travel this winter or for next summer or anytime?
That's sort of a bourgeois name that I don't really like, but, you know, that's what the industry calls it. But it doesn't mean you're like on your cruise to, you know, the Mediterranean or whatever, or St. Lucia. But it can be, you know, but it's just a way to create newness. I mean, that's the whole thing about fashion and our industry that we're in, is that it's like constant newness every single day. And that doesn't mean reinventing, but it means reinventing but not forgetting your core, your signature, your brand. You know, it takes a long time to develop a brand, but then the actual thing is that you don't want to be too recognizable, so that you have to keep people surprised and interested in what's going to be next, but still not betray their, I guess, what they expect.
So what is new in what you're shooting today? What are you hoping works? Is it the color, well, the design?
The overall, the general way that we describe our brand is pretty meets sporty. So I've always done sort of pretty, actually this is what I'm wearing today is pretty pretty and
it is.
Sporty.
Okay.
Why, look at this. Here we have it.
And the shoes too are great. Cynthia designed those
these
shoes.
These are not sporty though.
No.
But I have sneakers in my bag for running around Central Park. But I was always making pretty dresses and kind of feminine things, but like that's only one facet of my personality, which I hope is, you know, similar to, you know, other women that we dress. And so about 8 or 9 years ago, I started surfing and I'm really into it. And I was like, why do I have to look like a little dude in the water wearing a black wetsuit that's so unflattering, like a little boy's wetsuit? And so I started designing wetsuits, which made no sense if you're known for making pretty dresses. But it was something that I believed in, and now that's sort of become like the differentiator for our brand is that it's this kind of conflict or confluence of these two different, completely disparate parts of fashion kind of clashing in the middle, and sporty inspiring the dresses and the dresses inspiring the sporty functional pieces.
So there's a lot of chaos behind that creativity.
That's good. I like chaos.
Why?
Isn't that the key? Isn't that the key to branding and excitement and everything is chaos? Not too much chaos, but controlled chaos.
Right. I like your point, too, that trying everything new does not necessarily mean reinventing every time.
Yeah, because then I think it becomes, I guess, too chaotic, but I think just always constantly doing something new, I think then your audience doesn't know what to expect from you. So it's like a combination of like putting things out there that are true to your brand, yet maybe completely surprising and new and fresh.
That's very interesting.
It's not easy.
Yeah, you know, no.
I mean, that's the thing. It's not easy.
But just
and it happens all the time. So, like, the whole thing is that, so this is a big drop for us that is happening right now. And then, so it's mid-June, I guess. In the first week in September, then we have another big show, and that's a full runway show. So it's like constant crazy, you know, hamster wheel of you know, output for a creative output to just keep the wheels moving.
And do you flip many times a day between designer and business owner? How do you go between the two mindsets?
I try to compartmentalize, but it's kind of impossible. But I do try to compartmentalize, and most of the day. And the other thing is, I think you have to be as creative in your business as you are in the actual product. So it's just, you know, trying to think of creative solutions and forward thinking paths for the company. We, you know, come up with new ideas, and because there isn't a real hierarchy, I was CEO, but it's really just she and I. So if we say go, we just go, you know. And we started doing this thing that we kind of coined the phrase nomadic retail, where we decided that for user acquisition and to grow our e-com, we would need to open little stores as many places as fast as possible. So we've been opening stores like every couple of months, and it's a little bit crazy because we don't have a huge staff, but we just drop in, open a store, capture emails, and stay as long as we like or can. And as a rev share model, it was based on the idea, like, this developer came to me and was like, you know, we really want you to rent this store. And I was like, I'm not signing any more long-term leases, no matter what. And then I figured out, like, oh, they kind of need us because they have the, you know, they have the Starbucks, the SoulCycle, whatever, but they don't have, like, the sizzle that goes with the steak. So I was like, how about you just give us the space instead, and we'll do a rev share. And so they agreed. So then I was like, well, if they agreed, then, you know, there must be other people. And so now we've been doing it all over the country as fast as possible. And learning from, you know, we decide where we open, but based on data from our e-com, and it's been a great model.
How long are the stores there? 3 weeks, 3 months?
Well, like in the case of one store, it was supposed to be open for 6 months, and it's been open for 2 years because it's so good. So it just depends, but I just, rather than, I hope there's no one in retail real estate here. Anyway.
It was just to get a bunch of emails. 2 years later, you're selling surfing suits as fast as you can.
Well, we have four stores in California, all like on the coast. So like Malibu, Newport, Carmel. And so like we try to open where there's a like-minded community.
So last question, does every landlord who wants to do a deal come and do it with you, or do you have somebody handle that for you?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't. Yeah. I haven't even been to a lot of the stores, but that doesn't mean, you know, I would love to, but yes.
But you do the lease or so? Or,
no.
Yeah. No. You have,
well, I mean, I could.
Right. Interesting.
That's the whole thing. When I started my company 800 years ago, I didn't have any employees, so I had to do everything. So I would do everything from like sewing, pattern making, like all the fashion stuff, but then there wasn't any, I didn't really have anyone to do the business stuff. So I had to learn it, and I had to like literally like go in the bathroom and cry, then come out, and then face, you know, whatever I had to do. And sometimes, you know, I would call people and make up a fake name so it sounded like I had employees, and, you know, it was just like, they'd always be like, Cynthia? I know that Midwest accent, you know, but I just think, you know, you do what you got to do. But the good part is that you end up learning every part of the business. And so now I know what I'm not good at and what I am good at. And now lucky enough to be able to do really more of what I always wanted to do. But, you know, it's taken a long time to get to that point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.